Next up on the teleconference is Penn State quarterback Trace McSorley. McSorley leads the Big Ten in pass efficiency this season with a 150.9 rating. He also has completed 184 of 327 passes for 2,976 yards and 21 touchdowns with just 5 interceptions. Trace, thanks for joining us this afternoon. If you could give us some quick opening comments on the Big Ten championship game, then we'll open the call for media questions.
Yeah, no, thank you guys for having me. I really, really appreciate it. We're definitely excited this week to get an opportunity to play for the Big Ten championship against a team in Wisconsin that's a very, very tough opponent. And we're very excited for the opportunity, and we just can't wait to get to work this week and get to Saturday.
Thanks, Trace. Now let's take some questions from the media.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Brian Dunleavy, NJ.com.
Hey, Trey. At what point did you know that Saquon Barkley, whether it was this year or last year, at what point did you know he was a really special running back? And I guess now, what's it like for you guys to see him in the Heisman Trophy conversation?
I knew he was going to be a special player probably last year during our summer camp. Just I know for a fact there was one run that he had kind of broke outside, and we were doing like a live drill, and he just made one cut and was gone. And it was just one of those cuts that you don't see all the time, and it was pretty special just to kind of see him do that. And so I think at that point, at least for me, when I saw him make that cut and that play itself during camp last year, I knew he was going to be a special kind of player. It's awesome to see kind of the some of the awards and recognition that he's kind of being put into those conversations for. He definitely deserves it. He's one of the hardest working guys on this team, and he's one of the best leaders on this team. He's the heartbeat of our team and our offense. So he's definitely awesome to see him getting some of this recognition and seeing his name and all his hard work being put paying off and, being put into those conversations.
Thanks, man.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question is from Rob Russo, Associated Press.
Hey, Trace. What I wanted to ask you about was the Ohio State game. Obviously a lot of people, it's very easy to look back at that as a turning point. And I'm sure you guys thought that you could do big things even before that. But having that win, from a confidence standpoint, from just seeing what Penn State football means to everybody and what it can, how exciting things can be at Beaver Stadium. What did that game do for the team after so many years of sort of struggling along and having a hard time sort of getting over the hump against these big teams?
I think definitely confidence wise after that game, to kind of get a win against, a team like Ohio State and, just have that confidence building, it's different when you talk about, we can do this, but when you actually go out and, see that success pay off and kind of do have success against a top level team, I think just that confidence, your confidence skyrockets, and to be able to go out and actually be able to do it, it builds the confidence of the entire team. And to kind of see how much that win impacted not only our team but also the entire community here in State College and at Penn State, I think it really opened our eyes to how impactful Penn State football is, just among the Penn State community, how much people do care about it. And I think that was an awesome thing for us to see, especially after kind of where this program had been over the last few years, to be able to kind of see, the kind of impact that, just one win like that can do on an entire town and an entire community. It was awesome to be able to see, and I think it made us really appreciate everything that we have here that much more, and made us work harder.
And if I could just ask one quick follow-up, the blocked field goal, what was your view of it? What was your feelings during it? Was there anything unique about it that still stands out to you now that when you watch that play from the sidelines?
Not really. I was just on the sideline. Saw kind of the kick go up, and Marcus jumped up, got his hand up, and knocked it down. And then saw Grant just fell, like it was bouncing, took a perfect bounce, and he was able to kind of scoop it up in stride and keep going. And Grant's one of the fastest players on our team, so once I saw him get the ball, I knew he was going to be able to take it all the way. It was kind of surreal watching it just from the sideline, seeing it all unfold, you know, how it did, and, you know, from the sideline perspective, it was definitely one of the top moments and the top plays that I've been able to witness from my time, especially as a player.
Thanks, Trace.
Your next question is from Jason Galloway, Wisconsin State Journal.
Hey, Trace, what's been the key to your offense, your passing game being so explosive this year of the second half of the season, and can you talk about the challenge of finding those explosive plays against a defense like Wisconsin's?
I think you know, a big key of it obviously is our offensive line. They've done a great job protecting all year, you know, giving us quarterbacks time to, you know, look downfield and take those shots downfield, trying to get those explosive plays, letting our receivers work on the outside. I think that's a real big part of it, just, you know, our offensive line play. You know, everything that we do kind of starts up front with those guys, and they've done a tremendous job. And then also I think just our ability to utilize play action with Saquon, the threat he is out of the backfield. I think that's helped us to be able to get one-on-one matchups on the outside with our receivers. And, you know, you got guys like Chris and Saeed and Deshaun on outside. You got the kind of talent and, you know, the players we do at receiver. It definitely helps, you know, get those guys in one-on-one matchups, and we're confident in their abilities to win those matchups. But, I mean, against a team like Wisconsin, they got really good players on the back end, a tough front seven. It's going to be a real challenge for us. Definitely going to have to work hard in practice this week and do more film study than we ever have this week to try and be able to find some things that we feel like we can try and exploit, and you know, be able to know that, you know, a team defense like Wisconsin, that they don't give up a lot of explosive plays. They're solid, and, you know, you gotta play a really good game. They're not gonna beat themselves and not gonna make mistakes. So you gotta just, you know, stick to your game plan, trust what the coaches see, and trust what the game plan has, and just kind of let from your film study and how you work during the week, just let those plays come. Don't try and force them. Just kind of stick to the game plan, you know, take what defense gives you, and, you know, just let those explosive plays kind of happen naturally and not try and force them.
Yeah, thank you.
Your next question is from John McGonigal, Central Daily Times.
Hey, Trace. Just for you, do you think the Big Ten is the best conference this season? And do you think the winner of Saturday night's game between you guys and Wisconsin should be strongly considered for the college football playoff?
I'm just worried about our game. I'm not worried about playoffs or, you know, any other thing kind of like that. I'm just worried about, you know, what we need to do on Saturday to win, and all that other stuff we'll just let play out on its own. I'm not really focused on playoff scenarios and all that kind of stuff right now. Just worried about Saturday and what we need to do this week to be able to perform how we want to perform on Saturday.
Your next question is from Travis Johnson, Associated Press.
Trace, I know you guys have considered and described the offense's up-tempo and the way you attack, but you're using a lot of the play clock between snaps. I'm just curious if you think that time where you're looking to the sideline for your checks and all that has maybe helped you develop as a quarterback more, considering that communication has to be, you know, right on for you to communicate so much before each play.
Yeah, I mean, I think it definitely has helped. I know it's definitely helped our offense to be able to make sure that we're getting into the right play, get the look that we see and the look that we're presented at the initial kind of lineup at the beginning of the play. So I think it's definitely helped us from an offensive standpoint to get into the right play call and, you know, give us the best chance to have success against what we see. And then from a quarterback perspective, yeah, definitely the communication aspect is huge there, because we got to be able to, you know, see the play call and the signal, and then relay the information that's necessary to the people that need to know, to our offensive line and to the guys outside. You know, making sure that everyone's on the same page, and all that has to happen pretty quickly. So I think it's definitely helped to help the quarterbacks and, you know, myself mature and improve on that over the year, and making sure our communication is as good as it can be.
We have time for one final question from the media.
Your final question is from Frank Banana, York Daily Record.
Hi, Trace. I wondered if you could talk a little bit about the importance of your tailbacks behind Saquon, what that means that you have Mark, Miles, Andre back there, what that gives you guys.
I mean, having those guys behind Saquon is huge for us. And they provide so much for that one, that running back room, just creating so much competition. You know, they push everyone to get better. There's, you can't go in there one day and not be as one of those guys and not be on top of your game and, you know, not be locked in and be making mistakes because they're all the competition that we do have in that position. There's so many guys right there and kind of the depth that we have. You know, they push each other, they compete, and, you know, they make each and every one of them better, including, you know, Saquon. They're all pushing each other to be better and better each day. And I think that competition not only is good for them, but also briefs out the rest of our team. So I think that room with their kind of mentality, with the competition that they bring amongst themselves, I think just festers throughout the rest of the team. And then knowing that we have four guys in that room that can come in and be successful and, you know, have and be really good players and execute our offense, you know, just as well as, you know, maybe Saquon or things like that. We're just, it gives the whole rest of the offense confidence, you know, knowing that if, you know, Saquon needs a break, you know, for a couple of plays here and there, that the next guy's going to come in and do just as good a job as he can and just be able to come in and be productive. I mean, you look at, I don't know how many touches Andre has on the year, but we kind of joke around, you know, give him the ball, he manages to score touchdowns. It's kind of just a funny thing. Just, you know, he seems to just get the ball and he's got a nose for the end zone. So, I mean, Andre and, you know, Mark is just such a spark plug for this team, and he just brings that mentality, that competition, you know, that hard work. He comes to work every day and just works, and there's no other way about it with him. He works harder than I think anyone on this team. And I think that just helps fester that mentality. And Miles is, he's a young guy, but he's so hungry, and he just brings, again, that, you know, that hard work and just that drive that he has to get better and better. He's always asking questions and talking to Saquon, Mark, you know, guys, as he could, always with Coach Huff and Coach Moorhead, asking questions about certain things that he's seeing, or, you know, a responsibility on a certain play. So just kind of that, just how each one of them, they push each other to get better and better, just how it makes that running group better and makes Saquon better and all those guys individually better, but also how that improves the offense and also improves our team. I think, you know, what that room is and all those guys, they're really invaluable to us.
Trace, thanks again for joining us. Look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis this weekend.
Yep, no problem. Thank you.